Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind gentlemen. You got myself, Tommy Daslow. You got sitting over on the couch for me. You got Adam Knox.
I'm here on the couch. Don't worry about it, baby.
That's the best intro you've ever done.
Yeah, I
mean that. I'm not being sarcastic.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'd love it. You know what? I'd love someone to put together a supercut of all the things that you've said when you've been introduced.
It'd just be like, it'd be 5 minutes of...
Speaking of stuttering and mumbling incoherently, Ben Vanel, I'm here as well.
That's another supercut I'd like to hear. All the times Ben's had to introduce himself. Because I'm just fixated on this little bloody bloke over here.
Oh, yeah. And me being unable to improvise anything that makes sense.
Don't know what that's like.
Big thanks to everyone who wrote to us after last week's episode.
Yeah.
Saying they enjoyed our day one impressions of Far Cry Primal. Mm-hmm. In spite of the fact that we played it for maybe 40 minutes and I didn't feel like we had anything of merit or interest to contribute to the larger discussion about
the game. I basically said over and over, it's kind of like the old ones.
And I said over and over, well, I've never played the old ones, so I like it.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much an accurate review.
I mean,
I've
read a bunch of the responses, like the reviews and stuff. And I mean, like, people are basically falling slightly on either side of it's like the old ones and it's good because it's slightly different, or it's like the old ones but it's not different enough.
Yeah, it's just been a lot of like,
yeah. But I actually saw a couple of good, like, pretty good reviews for it.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, what's going on here? Like, did you play any of the other ones? Justin McElroy on Polygon.com.
Let's start some fucking inter-podcast beef. Wait, does he have a podcast?
He also does have a podcast.
Yeah, fuck your podcast, Jason.
Oh, wow,
or Justin.
I like it.
It's actually a really good podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called My Brother and Me.
Now, fuck his podcast.
But he gave it 8.5 out of 10 and, like, was quite positive about the game. And
What's the podcast about? Is it about games?
No, it's about... It's like these three brothers and they do a bunch of podcasts. One of them's about games, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
My Brother and Me sounds like a title of a film about someone having cancer.
It sounds like Biglia stand-up special.
I think that's the idea, but it's like it's a comedy advice show.
Okay.
But it's very good. But I just
what is a comedy advice show? Like, oh man, my dishwasher's broken. Oh yeah, well go fuck yourself then.
No, it's a little bit more nuanced than what we would do.
Nah, that's what it should be. your podcast.
They answer like dumb questions on Yahoo Answers as well. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's quite a good podcast.
Good plug.
Anyway,
for someone you were just slandering.
Yeah, disagree with his opinion on this this particular occasion.
Yeah.
So what's his opinion?
That it was really good and different and interesting. And I thought
just feel like it really, if you like it, it just comes down to how much you're into caveman stuff. I just like the whole... I just like the setup of being in a prehistoric... I like all that. I like all that stripped back stuff. I like the I like anything where it's like you're defined by your limitations.
You know?
Not being able to have stuff... makes it into its own new thing. So I kind of think if you like that, hey, if you like the Flintstones in Viva Rock Vegas, you are going to love Far Cry.
Well, so I thought. No, but I went back and played a bit more.
By the way, just quickly, do you reckon anyone's going to like do a PC mod for it? Like Simpsons Doom style, where you can put like a Flintstone skin over the top
absolutely.
Of Far Cry Primal.
Shit. Absolutely.
How good would that be?
Do it with them new sexy Flintstones as well. I'm in.
Bit of Rosie O'Donnell.
Bit of hot coffee with Rosie O'Donnell.
yeah, some Steam Workshop action, definitely. I'm sure there will be.
I watched a little clip. There's actual full sex in Far Cry Primal.
Really?
Is there really? Wow.
There has been in the
Why'd you just watch that clip?
No, because it was a guy and he went up and then he clubbed them and it was really funny.
Oh, okay.
Because they went all ragdolly in the middle of it, you know.
Isn't that how it usually...
But the the thing of like, because thinking about it, Far Cry 4 actually had a scene in it as well.
Did it?
And those are maybe the only games I've ever seen that in.
What about The Witcher 3?
Oh, yeah, that has heaps.
Yeah, it has heaps. Lots of titties and fucking...
I mean, GTA, you can go do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's in plenty.
It's in heaps.
I guess my brain is still stuck in
God of War 3?
Yeah. When, like, but God of War, it's always like... And it is with most games as well, like with GTA and stuff as well, where, like, the camera pans away.
That's true.
To a fucking
God of War 3 was, like, a quick time, like...
You had to mash the circle button or whatever.
But then there was, like, two weird girls watching, and that was the response you saw? Like, you saw them watching you fuck? It was weird.
I didn't play it in your house. I don't know what was going on.
But sleeping dogs, you can go on dates with girls.
That's right. That's... It was like GTA, where you go on dates. Yeah.
When I got GTA 5, I was like, because I know this is a thing that you can do, I'm going to go, all right, I'm going to go bang a hooker. And I just felt bad as soon as I started.
But what about in the game?
All right, please. If we're going to talk about this, we're going to need to
have some level of
moratorium.
Moratorium on, and then what happened in the video game.
Now listen, after I fucked the hooker, what did you do?
I think we also have to have at least one per episode.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, one per episode. Now,
it's a competition.
Enough about blowjobs for the three of us.
Oh. See, that's the problem. You just get down this rabbit hole.
And
God damn it.
That was me setting the ball upon the tee.
And then what about the metaphor you were doing?
No.
Oh, Christ.
Fucking but hell.
Have we finished now?
I beg of you.
Oh.
Okay. Have we finished?
All right. Stop saying you finished and you stop begging me.
All right. What were you saying?
Okay,
let's be real.
We should point out to the listener, we just edited out 20 more minutes of that. I felt bad doing the prostitute thing in GTA because I just felt like I'm 12. Like, I was just I'll just do this because I know it's a thing that you can do.
And
then literally I was like, well, I guess I'll shoot her in the head because it's a thing that... And then I just was like, man,
I think I did that once during my entire time playing GTA 5 and I felt bad about it. I felt dirty. I was like,
I remember when I first got GTA 3 when I was like 13 or something.
Yep.
They cut out all that stuff for the Australian version. I don't know if you remember that, but you could no longer pick up the sex workers. Mm-hmm. And so I remember spending maybe 20, 30 minutes honking my horn at all these people. Being like, why isn't it working?
I'm 90% sure I did that too.
Yeah.
That's the best. But that was the one thing I thought when I played it was like, what a turnaround from having to type in a code that would let you do it to just now it's just like, yep, anyway, here it is.
That'd
just
be good to get like a little more, like actually I'm remembering now in you know Heavy Rain? What's the one that came before that? Fahrenheit?
Light Rain.
It was a
drizzle.
That's good. That's a good joke.
That's a good clean joke.
That's a good video game joke.
Yeah. Fahrenheit rings a bell. I don't think I played it,
I think
though.
I don't think I played it either, but that apparently has one of the worst sex scenes that's ever been in any form of media.
Right.
Ever.
Oh, Mass Effect. Mass Effect.
Mass Effect.
I think, like, we've fucking hell, get it together. I think I just had a stroke.
All right, but after you finish that, what do you...
I mean, that was worth it. That was worthwhile.
I'll put in, a 1 millionth joke.
We've said sex scenes in games, but, like, it's interesting that there's no, like, kind of, like, full game of just, like, going around and dating and stuff like that.
Well, they're kind of...
They make, like, those Japanese dating simulators, but I mean a thing that's, like, not a kind of, like, weird kind of perverted, like, a thing where it's, like, you know, there's no grand mission. It's just, like...
How do you gamify, though, like, the idea of like, wooing somebody without kind of automatically turning them into a little bit of an object?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Because you break it down to such a, like, it kind of becomes the game at that point, like, quite literally, there's just this certain sequence of things and, like, and this is how you get somebody to suck.
Exactly, and that's the problem with all those guys in real life. It's that they think it is a series of,
but
like...
But I bought you 16 presents.
That's what would be interesting about it, I'm saying, is like if developer found a way.
Like a nuanced way.
Challenging themselves to like make an actual interesting,
well, you'd have to
non-fucked thing.
Totally, it would totally have to be part of a broader like life sim.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because like when you boil it down, it's like we're okay with like running around and fucking like shanking people in the spine in a game.
Yeah.
Like we're all just sort of desensitized
to that. But you shank them anywhere else in their body.
Yeah.
People start to get a little...
I don't know. I would like to see. Yeah, I would like to play. I do know there. Yeah, there were a bunch on like the 3DS. There are like a bunch of weird ones where you have like virtual girlfriend kind of stuff. I guess that's probably the reason that no one's like attempted it. But I reckon.
I think it's more. There's more potential social problems.
Yeah.
That if that became a popular thing.
Yes.
Well, there's just it'd be kind of nice to see like a video game equivalent of like a rom com.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's true.
I'd like to see that, just like a lighthearted. There's a game called Catherine that's sort of.
Is that Japanese one?
Yeah, and it's about like a guy with, and he's like caught in a relationship between two girls or something. Their names are both Catherine.
Yeah, and I'm but then exactly the sure. the gameplay it. Is
it's it, like a puzzle block.
Yeah, when he goes to sleep and the game starts, then.
Yeah.
I think it sounds interesting, and I don't think you like. Maybe you do play the relationship stuff, but
yeah.
I think, maybe that's what it would be. It's a different kind of game with the relationship stuff involved.
Yeah, it wouldn't have to be like push X to tell her, her hair looks good or whatever. Like, even if it's just kind of on rails to a degree.
Yeah.
And you're just like kind
of.
Firewatch is a little,
I was about to bring up Firewatch.
The way you're flirting with her or not flirting with her, and that dictates like how she talks to you. Like, yeah.
It'd have to be a well written, mature. Story-based game,
The reason why people get into games like Second Life and whatever as well is because you've got real people and they start to build sort of like role-playing type imagined relationships with each other, and then sometimes do get married in real life.
Yeah.
I nearly said weird life because right off the back of my head I was thinking,
weirdos do it.
Yeah. Second Life, they've had to have had a first life first. Got him. Sorry if you're one of them, you're probably fine.
Maybe there's ones out there that we're missing that we're not aware of. And as always, if you
Leisure Suit Larry.
Leisure Suit Larry. Yeah. What is it? What's one of those early games? It's like on that always comes up on that list of fucked adult games.
Oh, Custer's Last Stand.
Where you're like jizzing off a rooftop onto people.
Yeah.
Oh, like we said, it would need to be a mature, well-written game to get the filthy casual seal of approval. That's what we would need.
Yeah.
Or completely in the other direction.
I guess it would have to be either real stupid or real good.
I would either play like the proper, like, I don't know, like Love Actually or like fucking Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Austin Powers Pinball.
Oh.
Game of the year 2002.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that.
It was
a while ago, but
They got 14 years. They got the filthy casual seal of approval.
Yeah. I lost my virginity that year.
Memories.
So what else do we want to talk about up the top here?
Should we do some news first, then do what we've played later on?
Let's go into a bit of news. I guess big news this week is that Nintendo held a Pokemon Direct and they announced a new... A fully new, because they do a lot of like re-releases and stuff, but the first kind of new iteration of the Pokemon series, and I think it's 3 years, called Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
And boy, they've really Nintendo'd up the announcement, something pretty special.
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch it. Yeah, I think you're right.
So you'd sort of think, okay, you're holding this announcement thing, we're going to see the game, we're going to get some screenshots, we're going to get some video, we're going to get a look at the game in action. And then you remember... No, this is Nintendo.
Oh.
So what do we actually get? We get a few shots of some sketches, some concept art of some trucks that are in the game. That's good news. You can drive around little trucks or some shit.
Fine.
So their whole announcement video was like, it's coming out at the end of the year. Here's some fucking drawings from the people working on it.
Jesus.
That's weird.
And it's like, it's out in the end of the year. So maximum that's 10 months away. There must be some.
They'll be working
on
a game engine. They will have some kind of visual representation of the game.
I just find that absurd to hype up this big announcement and not show us anything of the actual game.
It's
like you look at it and it's like so frustrating. It's not even surprising, and that's what's so frustrating as a fan is like, of course you did this.
It's weird when any company does that though. Fallout 4 last year was really good because they showed it off like. When it was almost finished.
Yes.
They went, hey, this is coming out in like 4 months.
Yeah.
This is what it looks
like. Watch some of the gameplay, yeah.
But like, I remember there being like, it was E3 the year before last. There was, I guess it was EA or Ubisoft or one of them. I guess it was EA. Did like a big fucking press conference. They had like the stage.
Yeah.
They had at one point, they had a huge like jet fire. Like come out of the stage like it was a proper like it was
like a Crown Casino
like a fucking Bruce Springsteen concert. What they've been showing was like
a Bruce Springsteen concert at Crown Casino.
Exactly. And what they'd shown to in their minds warrant this fucking firework display was like, yo, what's up? We're going to do a game that I guess is about stunts or extreme sports or something. We don't have a name yet, but it's going to have quad bikes.
Wow.
And then they showed just some footage of real life quad bikes driving around. They're like, this is a quad bike, man.
That's
you ever
crazy.
Heard of it? It was
like,
weird.
Nintendo have done that before with Zelda games where they haven't had like actual in-game footage, but they've put together like a kind of an FMV, like a cutscene sort of reel that sort of shows kind of the tone and like hints of the story.
Mm.
It's like you don't have to have the game ready to show. Just give us...
Yeah.
Don't give us these fucking bullshit drawings.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
And it's weird with something like Zelda as well. It's not like you need to keep the brand awareness up in the front of the mind of the people.
And with Pokemon as well, I think with Pokemon, they know you fuckers are going to buy it. So why do they have to dance for you?
But what we want to know is like, give us a little look at the...
I know. They're idiots, but they're also smart.
You're right. It's going to sell a million copies regardless.
It's a 20th anniversary as well, right? So maybe they didn't realize they'd need a trailer together in time.
Sure, but also why set up? It's like, you know, music festivals now will send out a press release to announce the dates and the venue of the festival.
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
Just get back to me when you've got a lineup,
or those
bro.
Ones that are like, hey, guys, guess what? Big announcement today. The lineup is... going to be announced in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, then tell me in 4 weeks. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. But what's interesting about the announcement is, I don't know if you guys read this, but there's a document kind of went around a few weeks ago purporting to have a lot of leaks from inside Nintendo about when stuff was coming out. And, you know, this happens all the time. Happens with every company.
Yeah.
More often than not, they're proven to be fake pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But so this went out there, I think, like a month ago or something, and it had a bunch of stuff on it about these Pokemon games, which has all turned out to be true after this announcement. It knew the titles of the games. It knew all this other stuff that there would have been no way of knowing.
And you're not going to predict Sun and Moon. You go like, it's green and orange or whatever. Like,
it was something like, there were a couple of other little details that it had correct.
Yeah, great.
And so what's interesting about that is that the other stuff on this document is saying that the NX is definitely out before the end of the year, and confirming what you and a lot of other people have been saying, that this new Zelda is going to be a Wii U new, which again is kind of an easy guess, but it is interesting that it knew this document. It sort of has like a degree of validity to it.
I should tell you, I was the one who leaked all of this. I knew all of this all along. That's why I've been... That's pretty good. Did it say anything else about that? Because, like, I don't know if I, like... Because I actually got the last, either X or Y, I can't remember, and played a little bit of Pokemon because I was going, Pokemon.
Yeah.
And I hadn't played one in a while. And, man, it was still real similar to the old ones. And, like, it was kind of, like, I just kind of lost interest pretty quick.
Mm. I got, which one did I get? I think I got not the 3DS one, the one before that, the one like on the DS.
There was Black and White, or there was Diamond and Pearl as well. There was
Ruby and Sapphire. Yeah, it's so hard to keep track because they do those, they do like a new base version.
Yeah, and then
but
a
then
remake.
They'll do kind of like offshoots. Yeah. They'll do like... But I have to say, like, I played one and hadn't played it in a long time, and, man, it felt good to be back.
Yeah,
I was like...
Right.
It was 3 years ago, so whatever. I was 26, and I was like a little... I went and bought it, and I was a little bit embarrassed. I'm like...
Yeah, I know.
And the girl behind the counter was like, oh, my God, get ready to just lose all your time. I was like, oh, this is cool.
And you went, shut up, nerd. What, you like Pokemon? What's wrong with you?
I was like...
just give me my goddamn game and shut up.
No, dude, I still have that
Tips
thing.
Fedora smiles awkwardly. pardon me,
I
lady.
Still have a thing in the back of my head with Pokemon because I would have been like fucking 11 or something.
Yep.
And I was in like a Hungry Jack's playground or something like that. I was 11's fine, right? Definitely.
Sure.
I was 100% within my rights.
I've got two things. I'm like, I think 11's a little bit old. And also, I can't remember. Did Hungry Jack's have playgrounds?
They did, yeah.
Yeah, some of them
did.
I
broke my arm in one once.
Okay.
The suburban ones did, yeah.
You broke your arm in one?
Yeah, I climbed onto the top of it and I had like slippery shoes on.
Oh, no.
And I distinctly remember making this noise. Wah, 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 wah. As I fell. And I broke my arm down the bottom.
Shigeru Miyamoto was there on a press tour of Australia. And that was the inspiration for Waluigi.
But, then I had a big cut on my face as well. They thought I might have hurt my neck.
Ooh.
So they gave me one of them little green things with like the fake heroin in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Whew. I remember keeping it. I was allowed to keep it. I used to go and hide in the cupboard and suck on it.
Wow.
And then afterwards, I'd have a little bit more of the green thing. All right. Anyway.
Now, again, I'm going to allow that. That was warranted.
Right. I was in the McDonald's.
I want to know more about these slippery shoes, but anyway.
Yeah, were you wearing banana peels?
That's the worst excuse for falling over I've ever heard.
Nah, they were like little boots with... the bottom of them was all rubbed away. All the friction.
I remember having rubbery boots. Yeah. What?
So anyway, I was in some fucking playground. I don't even remember if it was McDonald's.
Oh yeah, the point of this story.
I was wearing a Pokemon T-shirt.
Wait, did you say it could have been McDonald's?
It could have been anywhere.
Oh,
it could have been just a regular
you
playground.
You were very certain about Hungry Jack's. Yeah, when you got
was thinking about Hungry Jack's.
And now I'm starting to doubt all of this. I reckon those shoes were that slippery at all.
No,
I'm 23. I mean, I'm 11. But I was wearing this Pokemon T-shirt.
Yeah.
It was like 2001, and this kid comes up to me, and he's like,
"What month was it in 2001?
Oh, fucking Jan, you fuck off. Jan, you fuck off, please.
Fuck you, Ari.
Fuck you, Ari.
That's pretty good, right? Fuck you, Ari.
Poon instead of June. Doesn't matter. Anyway, point is, I'm wearing the Pokemon T-shirt, and this kid comes up to me and goes, "Ugh, do you still like Pokemon?" And I went,
"Just a random kid.
Just some random kid." And I went, "Oh. No."
That year, yeah. if it was 2001, I would have been 14, which would have been exactly when I would have given away all of my Pokemon cards.
Yeah. It was very much at the outs, and I just hadn't really noticed.
Yeah.
Because it would have been in 2000, actually, because I was taught at home for a year by my mum.
Okay, this is new information.
Yeah, I didn't notice at all.
Genuinely, just in our friendship.
For all of 2000.
Right, so that's about right. That's when I started high school. That would have been my cutoff, I think. Anyway. That's when we started watching Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. So that thing in the back of my head has always been like, yeah, man, Pokemon's for dicks.
Yeah.
But because
I just... It was a big thing that, it occupied your childhood in such a way in that, huge merch blitz. Yeah. So you went out and got everything and then, reaching a... Because, you want to be thought of as an adult. So what's the easiest thing to do is to just have this, get rid of all this stuff, physically.
I had that book that had each one. It was like a fake...
The Pokédex.
Yeah.
But then you switch straight from that to, not being able to pick up hookers in Grand Theft Auto.
And listening to Eminem.
I had a lot of the cards... But then, it's cool then when you come out the other side and you're like, you know what, I'm 25. Like, I actually don't give a fuck if people think this is, lame. But And I did like going back into that world. So I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm kind of interested to see this new one. It's been a little while. I'd be keen to go back in.
I've played Pokemon Red, like the original one. I think emulated. And it was fun. It was fun to play it again.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd have... the same nostalgia for a version I've never played, though.
But it just depends what the mechanics are in it. Like, I think, I would presume that they're doing it with an eye on, there are people playing this that have been with the series since its beginning on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
The new one that I played a couple of years ago, I found that, they had a couple of the mechanics and stuff had been tweaked and just the combat and stuff is fun.
Yeah.
And I just like the design of all those characters. Like, it's fun finding a new little monster and going, wow, that thing looks cool. I want it.
There's some real fucking terrible ones these days. Have you seen? There's one that's a keychain. It's literally just a set of keys and it's called like Keykin or something.
Wow. Even in the original one, there's that one that looks like an opera singer in blackface.
Oh yeah.
Even as a kid going, what the fuck's with this?
Oh fuck, what was that called?
Jinx.
Yeah. Was it Jinx? It was Jinx. Yeah.
Yeah. Robert Durst. That could be a racist. Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Bobby Durst. Fuck.
Interesting stuff. If that turns out to be true about the NX coming out later this year, fuck, they'd want to be rolling some stuff out pretty soon.
Yeah, I guess they do it. Well,
maybe E3, but they don't generally do that now.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
But E3 is more kind of, E3 I think is still the time to announce a console because they don't do specific games. They sort of stay away from doing big announcements at E3 now.
Well, you'd assume they'd have three or four games they haven't brought up yet.
But for a new console, that's the time that you'd do that because investors and it's all like GP.
Well, I remember the last PlayStation and Xbox were both announced around this time of year.
Yeah.
When 2 years ago or whatever, 3 years ago now.
Yeah, yeah.
So it could be any time.
That just bums me out if the thing is true about the new Zelda launching on a cross-platform.
No chance that won't happen.
It's such a dumb idea. It's just so... it's such a bummer to have a launch title that just looks flat out like is just running on a
last-gen
engine.
Same with that last... Oh, not the last Zelda, but the one for the Wii.
Mm.
Yeah.
It just looked kind of shitty and they really, like, the... the new, like, I don't know
new
if the
controls
NX,
kind of like wedged yeah. in. Yeah.
And if the NX has some new gimmick thing, which it probably will, you'd imagine, yeah. I guess.
Matt, I don't reckon it will.
Yeah, I reckon.
I reckon they've been yeah. too burnt by, you know, by the gamepad thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to think that they'll kind of rein it in.
Who knows?
Mm.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
The world is a crazy place.
And we'll be here to tell you all about it. what do you got, Nox? What are we... Oh, is that it for news?
There's, I think so.
Capcom announced that they're re-releasing Resident Evil 4, 5 and 6.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
4 is one of my all-time favourite games.
It's so amazing.
I'll and it, definitely go back in on that.
There's versions of that on basically every system that's come out since yeah. then as well, which is crazy. Like,
as there should be, because it's fucking
it's real good.
Great.
Mm. 5, really good. 5 we were talking about this a little bit before. It was yeah. a little disappointing for both of us, I think.
Yeah, I got it immediately going, fuck yeah, 4 was my favourite. Yeah. I can't wait. And just... within 15 minutes, I was like, this is, like, totally different. Like, I yeah. don't know.
It was a lot more like Gears of War or something. Like, yeah. It was a lot more straightforward. Right. But, like, 4 was, like, this kind of crazy mix of, like, kind of all the puzzle stuff and then, like, almost... It almost felt like a Zelda game or something yeah. with like this yeah. kind of exploration.
The
and
setting
stuff.
Of it was really great.
It was, and like, it was so long and like different all the way through. And it was.
And I played it on GameCube and it was over two discs, which just yeah. I don't think we'll ever see the days of a game being spread over.
Yeah.
Or like yeah. the movies. Remember when you could get movies that were on two VHSs?
Oh shit!
And it
shit,
would be
really?
That giant box. Yeah.
I don't remember that at all. Yeah, what movie was on like, two VHSs?
Yeah.
None that I ever watched, but I just remember seeing at the video store like yeah, right. just. Yeah, some really long movies.
Like Home Improvement was on like 90.
90?
Yeah.
Wow.
90 VHSs.
One episode of Home Improvement across 90 VHSs. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of things on multiple discs, I've been replaying Final Fantasy VII.
Ah.
So I've been playing on Steam, so there's not actually discs, but it's still separated like into part one, part two, and part three.
Yep.
And it's, I've forgotten, it's a big game. Like it is a massive game. It was a three-discer on PlayStation 1.
Yep.
And it's
the feeling when you right. the feeling when you moved over into the next disc. Oh, you're just like
yeah.
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 See you later, dickhead. Just throwing the first one out the window. Fuck off.
But it's funny because
it's big school now.
It's already like by in the first disc, it's a full world. Like it's a literally like a world map. Like yeah, like you can only go certain places and certain
yeah.
you like have a buggy at the start and later you get like a broken plane that goes on the water, not in the air, and then airship, but it's a yeah. It's like they built a genuinely big world, and fuck, the story is good.
Yeah,
like it just holds up really well. It's so weird.
I remember you telling me about it. Yeah, you were telling me about it when we were in Japan.
Yeah, yeah,
and yeah, I've been really wanting to go in, but I don't know. Should I wait for?
I would wait.
I'd be interested to see just like what someone who came cold to the new one thought.
Because,
as well.
Because man, the graphics are bad now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I like the kind of blocky... I like those characters looking kind of blocky and
if
cartoony.
You like that, that's good because there is still like a lot of matte painting backgrounds that look yeah. great. So if you can get past the blocky kind of...
Can I went and watched
yeah.
the trailer for the new one. I don't love the art, the yeah. updated yeah. kind of style.
Because yeah. they released like a shitty 3D animated movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was just yeah. bad.
Advent Children.
Yes.
It was called.
Yes.
I watched that.
Like what? When?
It's like a spin-off.
Oh, like 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a long time.
Because it was that big Final Fantasy movie.
Yeah. It was. So it was after that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, right. yeah, yeah. No, it wasn't the one.
No, this was literally. It was like it was called Final Fantasy VII Advent Children, and it
right.
was like
it was a sequel.
Yeah.
Basically
to the
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but it cool. was. But it was so different. Like the tone.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
of like it's weird. Like the sort of. Fandom around that game has influenced the way that the people making those games now seem to perceive how it is.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like
but
the that's original... true of anything that's been around long enough.
A little bit, but like,
yeah,
because the actual like people at the helm of whatever whoever's doing it now are different people now. It's sort of like The Simpsons,
yeah,
where
yeah.
The Simpsons is people who watch The
who
Simpsons writing New Simpsons episodes.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's gotten a lot more morose. Like the original game is like funny and shit.
Yeah,
like,
totally. Yeah. It's weird and kind of quirky. Also, the storyline is a very transparent, like green, you know,
environmentalist
right. kind of yeah. save the planet thing. Right. Which is cool and was probably a good thing to play as a kid.
Hippies.
Like,
nah, fuck that shit.
No, nah, calm down, mate.
Is Trump 2016. Is there a new Final Fantasy in the works? Is that something that they've
yeah.
announced?
Yeah,
or is
15
that...
is meant to be coming out this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But
and have you guys kept up with the series?
I've never played them. I played 13. Mm-hmm. Was very linear. Got a bit of flack. Yeah,
it kind
of
sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't actually play it all the way through. So I played 7, played 8, which was also pretty good.
Yep.
9, never got into.
9 is amazing.
Is it really?
9 is probably the best one. That's right. One I like the most.
Okay. I'll see, because I think I tried to play it on PC and I was like not feeling the controls.
There's a new version, yeah, that came out quite recently. And a mobile version too.
Okay. I might give it a go. 8 was cool. 8 was like just super anime. Super like time travel, memory change.
Yeah, right.
Weird
high schoolers with superpowers.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Wow.
They're all very different from each other.
And are they not all set in the same world with the same characters?
Entirely separate. Right, okay.
Yeah, they're all completely different movies.
That's always been my hold up with getting into them.
Games. Yeah. What am I talking about?
That's always been my hold up. Is like, I've never touched one of these.
Yeah, no, they're all different.
Right, yeah, okay. You can go in on any one.
Kind of different tones and feels and everything.
Right, cool.
I still love 7. It's the first one I played. Yep. But people like will swear by the 2D top down like Final Fantasy 5 and 6.
Yeah.
I really liked 12.
Right.
It was like this kind of weird, like, political thriller crossed with, like, Indiana Jones or something, the story of it. It was really cool, but, like, with this kind of weird combat where you sort of almost, like, programmed the characters to do shit. Like, you give them instructions before the battle, just broad instructions, and then they'd see them out.
Well, I think that was what 13 was like as well.
Yeah, I don't really remember 13. Yeah. I remember hating it.
But so, like, if you've never played 7, there's some interesting mechanics to it. So combat is turn-based, like a lot of those JRPGs. You'll get a weapon and it'll have a certain amount of slots, and sometimes the slots are connected. And then you'll get... that means. You'll get like a bit of armor and that'll have a similar thing.
Yep.
And you get materia. So materia in the game world is like... like condensed forms of like spirit energy or something.
They're like magic balls.
And they're basically like magic balls.
Those people who think that we're really bad at describing games are having a fucking field day
I'm doing my best. So you'll find like you'll come across or buy like fire materia or ice or cover, which means if you put it in one of your weapons, when someone else is going to get hit, you cover them, you jump in front.
Yep.
So, and there's all different kinds. There's very powerful ones called summon, where you'll summon like Shiva or someone.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's like just a big one-off attack from a battle. So basically, it's like you got to find these things, slot them into your weapons and armor, and that's how you do combat.
Right.
The story is like this. It starts off as like a rebel group trying to take down a corporation, and then expands to this fucking huge planet-wide thing with a weird... Yeah, it gets weird.
Cool.
But
I'm into it. I'm going to go in.
It's just good. It's a very unique, weird game.
Yeah. I'm not waiting for the re-release. I'm just going to go.
Well, and also the re-release is being done in like 3 parts, so you'll probably be waiting until like 2020 or something.
Yeah.
Forget that.
So,
forget that noise.
Yeah. Who knows where we'll be.
You've been playing Bloodborne?
Yeah, I had access to a PS4 last week. And in between doing some work stuff, I was playing Bloodborne.
Mm-hmm.
So have you guys, you, Ben, said you'd played a little Bloodborne and you didn't like it or you weren't good at it?
I just wasn't good enough to play it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It's one
I
of
liked
those
it.
New, there's like a couple of them.
Dark Souls.
Yeah. That are just like brutal.
Yeah.
So it's not actually as hard as I thought it would be.
Right.
Like as long as you're.
Take that, Ben.
It's just a little, it's kind of intimidating. Is the thing, but
if you're
like aggressive
girl.
With it, if you like really go for it, then it gets a lot easier.
I think I just didn't have the patience for it.
It took like it.
Like I had other games that I could play that were more fun because I can do it.
I was also sitting there with my brother and he was kind of going like, oh, by the way, just maybe do this thing.
Totally, which I think I needed.
And the games are sort of designed around that idea where if you have the PlayStation Plus thing, it'll have those little messages in the world with hints from other players.
Right.
Going like, hey, watch out for this guy's face or whatever.
Right.
And so... I've been really enjoying it. The controls are really tight, and so every mistake that you do make is your fault, which is always really good. Like, that's such an important thing that, like, if a game, if for a second you go like, oh, well, fuck that, that wasn't me, then that turns
very
me off of something straight away.
Yeah.
But there's none of that. It looks really good.
Yeah.
There's, like, not really a story to it. There's, like, this weird sort of background story, almost like you've been dropped into this world, which I really like.
Mm.
Like, it feels like if, like, NES games had been the way that games were still being made forever, this would be the result of that. Does that make sense? It feels like a modern day NES, like Castlevania game.
So you just dropped in. You don't get these like 20-minute cutscenes at the start. Nah. There's no tutorial.
You
just like
you just go. Yeah, you're in this world.
What is the start? It's like fighting. You get brought back to life or something.
Yeah,
or
is some wheelchair dude is looking at you, but he's not looking at you because his eyes are blank. And then some skeletons crawl on you, and then you're in it.
Yeah,
like it doesn't mean anything. And you talk to people in the world, but they say all this shit that doesn't make sense. But then you kind of later on go, oh, this is the place they were talking about.
Yeah,
and it's cool. It makes you it feels very alien and foreign, which is kind of the intent. And the controls are so good that like all of the combat and stuff is really fun to me. All exploring around in this really like kind of depressing like Victorian era.
Yeah, so it kind of looks like a fucked Dickensian hells thing.
Yeah, like Lovecraft is the thing people always say.
Right.
Hewlett-Packard Lovecraft. And
great.
it's really fun. I've been really, really enjoying it. And yeah, I tried Dark Souls, and it's really hard, Dark Souls. But this is like, it's not actually that brutal, and it's kind of difficult in a rewarding way. Mm-hmm. Where, like I say, everything that you fuck up, it's because you did something wrong.
Yeah.
So when you do it right, it's kind of it's very satisfying.
Yeah. I didn't enjoy putting like 3 hours into a game and not progressing.
Yeah.
Because I just don't have the time to do
totally.
That.
Like totally.
And like I didn't have a day to go, oh, if I get to the next bit, then I go a bit further.
Yeah, yeah.
I just didn't have the time to do that.
100%. Like, and that's why I never really got into Dark Souls, because it was that level of difficulty for me.
Yep.
But then Bloodborne, I've been able to kind of, no boss has taken me more than a couple of tries.
Yep.
So it hasn't been that sort of thing where I've been feeling like I've wasted my time,
which
I did get from Dark Souls.
Right.
It is such a fine line between, a challenge. I don't think we've talked about this before, but like a challenge where you feel like challenged, but then just it being a bummer and not fun.
Yeah.
Like the new, like the Donkey Kong Country Returns games that they've been making are brutal. And like sometimes I turn on, I'm like, yeah, this a bit of fun. And it's just like, I die 7 times in a row on a level. I'm like, I just can't be fucked going back. Especially boss battles where it's like, if you bosses, you often like, you hit them a couple times and then their pattern changes. And
you
basically have to do that 3 times. If you're up to the last, you know it's like the last bit before they're going to die.
Yeah.
And then you get killed.
Yeah.
It's like, I've got to go back to the start. Yeah. It's like, I just can't be bothered.
Well,
you want to feel good when you finish it because you're like, that was a challenge, but also, so I'm out within 15 minutes.
Yeah. Totally. But then in the other direction as well, like if you start realizing like, oh, fuck, man, I've just been pushing up for an hour now. This is, again, a waste of time.
Well, it's interesting. So Final Fantasy VII doesn't have like easy, normal, hard. It just has a built-in gradual difficulty curve.
Yeah, cool.
And it's so much easier for me now because I'm playing it as a 28-year-old, not a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
But it's still not easy. Like, it still takes some, thinking.
I was used to stressing it, and it still happens when a game starts up, and it's like, you get to pick the difficulty level at the start.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what should I put this on? What's the right, like, so, like, I never know when I do laps at the pool?
Mm.
What lane am I meant to go in? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if I'm a fast swimmer or not.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck do these people know what speed they are?
At some point, you're only fast compared to the other people around you.
Exactly.
So what if that day everyone at the pool is slow?
Yeah.
And you're like, I thought I was slow, but apparently I'm fast today.
Yeah.
And especially when they have those fucking games with difficulties where they don't just go easy, normal, hard, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they go like, this is the real, like...
Like Wolfenstein?
Yeah. Big boy mode.
Doom, did Doom have that as well? Yeah.
Like fight master mode. Yeah. Are you a fight master? Come in and like... What, I don't know if I'm a fucking fight master.
I always go normal.
And I don't know how hard this game is yet. If it gave you like 10
exactly.
minutes of each one beforehand and then went like, hey, which one was fun for you?
Kid Icarus on the 3DS had a cool thing where you, before each level, you could pick the difficulty and you were basically betting your in-game money.
Sure, yeah.
So the higher the difficulty, the more like cash that you would get at the end of the level and the lower you had it on.
Sort of like Metal Gear as well where like if you fuck up a few times it goes like, hey, do you want a little bit of a push?
The chicken hat.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Mario games had that after a certain point as well, didn't they?
Yeah, they give you like a lot of platformers mushroom. Do the you get like the little idiot suit where you don't die when you fall down a cliff and you're invincible.
Yeah.
And,
you get like the little fucking gutter protectors.
Yeah.
The bumpers.
I used to have
the bumpers.
The what?
Bumpers.
The bumpers.
Oh, right.
Bumper bowling.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I used to be a real purist with that stuff and just go, I'm going to feel guilty.
I'm going to get a strike without the bumpers.
No, I mean more in video games, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Save it for the bowl.
I thought this was a bowl. Yeah, I thought this was.
And now I just don't care. If I've just eaten shit too many times, I'm like, yeah, I just want to play the next level now.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'll swallow my pride.
Totally. Because, like, man, it's when you're a kid, whatever, I'll sit there and fucking repeat the same thing for 80 times.
Yeah.
But these days, like, I'm aware of my mortality.
And it's like, I don't have anything to prove to fucking anyone in this video game. Who cares? I'm nearly 30.
Yeah.
Imagine if I still wanted to impress my friends with progress.
I've already failed
to impress game.
Yeah.
Already failed what? Come on.
Hmm? To impress anyone.
Oh, yeah. She'll be back. What else? We wanted to do a little bit of mobile talk. Games talk.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to bring up quickly was a friend of ours, Greg Larson, Melbourne comedian.
Yeah.
His brother Phil has made a game called Slide the Shakes, which I spent a bit of time playing.
It's the company made Fruit Ninja, right?
Yeah. Is it? I don't know if it's the same company, if it's a bunch of guys that used to work there, started their own company.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, really fun game where you basically have to slide shakes across a little countertop. And you just basically sort of you pull back on the screen to sort of set the force that you're going to slide the mat. And there's like a little patch in the countertop that keeps moving where it has to end up.
Right. So almost like golf or something a little
bit. Yeah, so you're kind of trying to just control the velocity that you... And then it gets harder and there's like, you know, dips and like little bits of ice that it slides over.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's a fun, perfect kind of...
Is it one that you pay for? Is it like a free-to-play thing or...?
I'm pretty sure it's free to play.
Okay.
I believe.
I might have a look at that.
Yeah. It's good. It's really good. Yeah. We got a recommendation from a listener.
Yep.
A listener who, it's their company made the game?
But yeah, they work there, I guess. I guess they work there.
What's it called again? Flipper Fox. Flipper Fox, yeah. Now, I only played a very little bit of it.
I gave it a good few hours just bumming around, playing some mobile games.
Yep.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I won't do it justice in describing the gameplay. It's basically you have, oh boy.
It's a platformer. It's like a 2D platformer.
2D platformer.
Where your course to the end of the level is incomplete, is blocked.
This is good so far.
And you have
so
squares that you can move around and you basically have to move the squares to make a path.
Yes.
For your little
you kind of like, it's like you like flip them from one position to the next position.
Yeah.
And each move is like measured or like counted. So there's like an, it's like a, like golf, there's an ideal amount of moves to do it in. And the end.
I have no idea what this looks like.
Yeah. I knew it was going to be so difficult to explain.
In my head, I'm like, this is crystal clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, as someone who I haven't looked at this game, like, I've just got a big, like, just a big mess of lines.
Okay. So, like, you know, in Mario, so imagine just your blue sky background.
I can imagine that.
Okay. So, your blue sky background.
Blue sky background.
There's a square.
Yep.
And on top is standing a fox.
Okay.
And say, imagine like...
Do I have to get him to the other side of the river without the chicken dying or where's this
essentially,
going?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a block here and then there's a block on the other side of the screen, basically. Yeah. And then there's a few in between.
Yeah.
And then one of the blocks you can move. And it's usually only one or two.
Right.
And you got to put him on the block.
Okay.
Then he can climb to the next block. Then you move the other block around the other side.
So it's sort of like that matchstick puzzle where you'll get like... Hey, there's 9 matchsticks arranged in this shape.
Yeah.
Rearrange them to this shape by only moving 2 matchsticks.
Kinda. It's a similar philosophy.
That's the same puzzle. That's the same idea of a puzzle.
This is such a poor description, but it's fun.
It is good.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd recommend checking it out.
Fun, nice design and everything.
Looks really good. Character design is really cool.
Like smooth gameplay. Like it's a well-made game.
Flipper Fox.
Yeah.
The guy who made it gave us $100 each to talk about it on the show.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Not me. I didn't even play it. I wish I'd have gotten in on this.
No, but if you do want to sponsor us, hey.
Hey, we'd love that.
We'd love it.
I don't have
a job.
Send us your betas of games.
Yeah.
We'll play them.
Send us your what?
Your betas.
Oh, I thought you said send us your bathers.
Send us your bathers.
We'll play them.
We're a bunch of
real seat sniffers in here on this podcast.
Oh, that's horrible.
Guys, I think we should wrap this up for the week. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Is that all we had for this week?
I've got one more game that I've played, but hey, we got many more episodes to do.
What do you got?
Well, I played FTL. Faster Than Light, which is a top-down 2D space sim.
Yeah.
So like the matchstick puzzle. Yeah. In space.
Yeah, there's a fox. And actually, kind of is,
because you've got to, like, shut doors and open doors, right? Like,
no, well, that's part of
sometimes.
It.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Yeah, I tried it a little bit once.
It's like you're a ship and you're trying to get to the end of a system. So it's, like, connected, like, a bunch of, like, stars. You can only go to ones nearby. So you're basically charting your course across space.
Right,
You have a limited amount of fuel, limited amount of power, and every time you, like, warp... So, and you don't, like, fly. Like, you're not flying along.
Mm.
You warp from one point to the next.
Ah, okay, right.
And so you'll... When you warp there, you don't know if there's going to be an enemy ship or a store there that you can, like, fix your ship at or nothing.
Yeah.
And so you're just hopping from point to point, trying to get to the end of the level so you can warp to the next level, basically.
Okay. And you've sort of got a set number of moves that you can do this
You have a set number of fuel. But you can buy more fuel, and if you shoot an enemy ship down, you can steal their fuel. So it's pretty complicated. Also, sometimes... Their guys all warp onto your ship.
Yeah, you get boarded, I remember that.
You get boarded, which is annoying, because your guys aren't very strong. And also, if you move all your guys into the room that's been boarded, then maybe your engines stop working, because there's no one tending the engines. There's no one flying the ship. So it's a little micromanagement thing, as well as like a space kind of shooty flying game.
Yeah, I remember trying it once a couple of years ago, and it was too hard for me.
I've just tried it over and over and over, and slowly gotten better at it.
Yeah,
because that's the thing; it's not like a story or anything. You just and it's randomly generated.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
the sound of it. And what's this on Steam?
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Is there a mobile version of it?
I don't know.
Sounds like there should be.
It sounds like a good game for that.
Yeah. But it's really fun and cheap, from what I remember, and simple. But, like, yeah, the more you play it, the more you figure out how to play it.
Yeah, great.
It's really fun. And I'm really late on the bandwagon, but, yeah, it's great.
Well, a lot of good recommendations here for people to check out.
Mm. Yeah, I really reckon that Bloodborne is good. Like, okay. I
agree. Yeah. I'm just shit at it.
I was really surprised by it.
I might have to give it a go and see where I rank on the scale of being good or bad.
Yeah.
Just get decapitated 3 seconds in.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a very specific type of... It's the sort of thing where I think if you click with it, then you'll love it, and if you don't, then you'll hate it.
Yeah.
So, like, it's hard to recommend to people for that reason.
But enough about your Johnson.
Yeah, last one of the show.
Yes.
We have got Twitter, we've got Facebook, we've got email.
Yeah.
Ben, send them out.
Email, filthycasuals.pod@gmail.com. Facebook, Filthy Casuals. Twitter, Filthy Cast Pod. Also, Adam G. Noxt. Noxt?
That's me.
Adam G. Noxt, Dasilo, Ben Vanel. We're also all doing Comedy Festival shows.
Yes.
You could probably just look our names up on the Comedy Festival website.
I googled my name like a week ago to see if my Comedy Festival show came up first, and it did a week ago and then didn't yesterday.
Ooh.
So I don't
know. Spooky. There hasn't been an Adam Knox in comedy for 10 years now.
Yeah. Yeah. There certainly has not.
Oh, God damn.
So yeah, look us up. Look up Chimp Cop Nights.
Yeah,
come to that. We're working on it still, but it's going to be really, really
show,
good.
Chimp Cop Days, very confusing.
Hey, that could have been our third show, and it still might.
It's like a set. You can only get some of the Pokemon in one of them, and then you have to trade them with Chimp Cop Knights.
That's not a bad idea.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe we should have
part of the story.
You only get the front part of the joke in one show, and then the punchline is in the other.
It's like 80% the same jokes, but then there's like a couple of stray jokes, and there's certain jokes you have to go to a shopping center to get them. Thanks very much for listening, guys. And as we say here every week on Filthy Casuals,
don't worry about it. We got the business.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.